worship you. I will honor you. I will adore you. So thank you, Master. We praise you. We worship you. We honor you. We adore you. We glorify you, Lord. In Jesus' precious name. Give the Lord a big clap and a loud shout of praise. Everyone excited to be here today, give him a bigger, bigger clap and a louder shout. Please be seated in the presence of the Lord. Father, we thank you. Father, we honor you. Everyone who is blessed to be here today, say amen. We are in a testimony and thanksgiving service. I'll try my best to see how much of word we'll be able to conclude this morning from Wednesday, and then we'll proceed into thanksgiving and celebration. Expediting answered prayers, this will be part two from midweek service. I hope that expediting, that's right, or amplifying answered prayers, this is part two. We had as an objective what understanding the factors or the forces that facilitate answered prayer. It was very, very insightful, and if you are not in that service, I will beg and plead that you pick up the message of the service. We studied factors, forces that will help so that we do not just pray, but we pray and get answers with speed, expedited answers. The first of those factors or forces we dealt with was praying with gratitude, praying with appreciation. Appreciating God, thanking God first for what He has done before we proceed to asking for things. Number two was praying with vision. Praying with the outcome in mind. Whatever you are trusting God for, the outcome of it is in your mind before you pray it. Praying with vision. And number three is praying with intercession. This is sowing the seed of prayer into the lives of others. Whatever you are trusting God to do for you, praying it into the lives of others. And that is key to getting answers in our own lives. Praying with appreciation, praying with vision, and praying with intercession. This morning, we shall proceed to look at other factors. We'll look at two in this service and two in the next service, and then two other points as general point. Number four, we'll be praying with fasting. Praying with fasting amplifies prayer results. Praying with fasting expedites answers to prayer. In Isaiah chapter 58, popular scripture on this subject, verse 6 and then verse 8, he said, "Is not this the fast that I have chosen, to loose the bands of wickedness, to undo the heavy burdens, and to let the oppressed to go free, and that ye break every yoke?" And verse 8 says, "Then shall thy light break forth as the morning, and thine health shall spring forth speedily, and thy righteousness shall go before thee, and the glory of the Lord shall be thy reward." Matthew chapter 17, verse 21, Jesus speaking concerning a particular demon that they couldn't cast out, he said, "How be it, this kind goeth not out, but by prayer and by fasting." By prayer and by fasting. Two things are very critical when we talk about fasting and what fasting does. Number one, fasting is the expression of desperation. the expression of desperation to God. Fasting is the amplification of desire. The expression of desperation. That is, you have prayed, but you are letting God know, I'm not just going to stop at praying. What I am trusting for is too serious, and I want to be desperate. I want to push it further. I want to push the matter further with the fast. In Jeremiah chapter 29 and in verse 13, Jeremiah chapter 29 and in verse 13, he said, and ye shall seek me and find me when ye shall search for me with all your heart. When you are desperate enough, you find me. When you press on the issues, you will find me. It is the expression of desperation, and I said again, the amplification of desire. That is what the fast does. And note this now, God will never turn away or turn down the prayer of the desperate, the request of the desperate, the demands of the desperate. He will never turn it down. That is what fasting does. Number one. Number two, fasting is the intensification of spiritual authority. Fasting intensifies spiritual authority. So, at the place of the fast, you are praying into the realms of higher authority. That was why Jesus said, concerning that devil they couldn't cast out. He said, in case you want to cast this type out, you must shift in levels in authority. In Matthew 17, 21, where we read, this kind goeth not out, but by prayer and by fasting. Fasting is the intensification of spiritual authority. Again, let me say it this way. Fasting is the empowerment of the spirit man. The empowerment of the spirit man facilitating dominion over limitations. It is the empowerment of the spirit man facilitating limitation. And I mean dominion over limitations. Whether they be limitations of the flesh or the limitations of the situations you are facing per time. It is the empowerment of the spirit man, because if through fasting and praying some kind of demons are meant to go out, it means that fasting and praying shifts your spirit man to a higher level of dominion, a higher level of authority, a higher level of commanding and being obeyed. In the name that is above every name, Jesus Christ, the resurrected Lord, I see someone here shifting to a higher level of authority. If you are saying amen, say a louder amen. If you are saying amen, say a louder amen. If you are saying amen, shout a louder believers, amen. Examples of the fast in the scripture, we look, first example is Esther. Esther fasted for the turnaround of the situation of Israel in Persia. You know the story where Haman, the wicked man, wanted to destroy the destiny of Israel. In fact, to eliminate them. And in Esther chapter 4 verse 16, Esther fasted. He said, go gather together all the Jews that are present in Shushan, and fast ye for me, and neither eat nor drink 3 days. Night or day. I also and my maidens will fast likewise. And so will I go in unto the king, which is not according to the law. And if I perish, I perish. She did the fast, and the evil that Haman meant returned back to Haman's head. Haman died. His estate was transferred. the gallows he prepared, he inherited it. I decree to someone here today, in the name of Jesus, in this season, every pit the devil has dug for you or your family members, those devils that dig the pit shall inherit the same pit. In the name of Jesus, I prophesy the mystery of supernatural reversals. Whatever the enemy has planned and orchestrated and organized for you, I decree a reversal right now. You believe that, shout the loudest. Amen. That was the fast of Esther, and it broke everything. Number two was Ezra. Ezra fasted for God to prosper his kingdom assignment. Ezra was charged with the assignment of rebuilding the temple that was destroyed. Nehemiah rebuilded the wall. Ezra rebuilded the temple. When it was time for Ezra to take the journey, dangerous things were ahead of him. In Ezra chapter 8 verse 21, he proclaimed the fast. Then I proclaimed the fast there, at the river of Ahava, that we might afflict ourselves before our God, to seek of him a right way for us, and for our little ones, and for all our substance. For I was ashamed to require of the king a band of soldiers and horsemen to help us against the enemy in the way, because we have spoken unto the king, saying, the hand of our God is upon all them for good that seek him. But his power and his wrath is against all them that forsake him. So we fasted and besought our God for this, and he was entreated of us. We fasted, we besought our God, and he was entreated for us. I decree to someone here today, everything that is trying to hinder your kingdom assignment, that is trying to hinder the purpose of God for your life, that is trying to hinder your journey of life and destiny, today they shall collapse in front of you. If you are saying amen, say it louder, amen. If you are saying amen, shout the Lord most amen. Hallelujah. And so the conclusion on this point is, prayer effect is maximized when combined with the fast. It is maximized. It is accelerated when combined with the fast. So that is praying with the fast. It's okay to pray, but when you join the fast with it, you are pushing things to the next level. My counsel is, I'm sure that on a regular basis, the week does not pass without you taking a fast or two before the week is over. It's basic, very, very basic. Before I got married, I had a day of the week that I fasted, consecrational fast. I wasn't asking God for anything. I was just maintaining spiritual intensity, maintaining spiritual force and fire. I was just trying to get myself set for any urgency, to be equal to any task at any time. When Jesus said, this kind goeth not out, but by prayer and by fasting, he wasn't saying that when you see a devil, you should go and fast before you come. No, that's not what he's saying. I believe that what he's saying is, the fasting that should have dealt with this devil, you did it before you met the devil. You understand what I'm saying? The fasting that should deal with this devil, you did it before you met that devil. Otherwise, if every time you confront a situation, you go and fast and come, then you will come to a point where the situation will finish you before you go and do the fast. Kenneth Hagin calls it living the fasted life. That is, you are ready for the emergencies. Very, very important. And then when I got into my relationship with my marriage, with my wife, then we took another day of the week to fast together for the future. To fast together for ministry, fast together for children yet unborn, all these things. So it became 2 days of the week. Am I communicating? This is very, very critical that we maintain that schedule. So that is praying with fasting. Number five now is praying with love and forgiveness. Love and forgiveness. I am aware that bitterness can hinder the effect of prayer. Praying with love and forgiveness. And again, two things are critical here. Okay, now let's read the scripture first. Mark chapter 11, verse 25. Mark chapter 11, verse 25, he said, "And when you stand praying, forgive. If you have aught against any, that your Father also, which is in heaven, may forgive you your trespasses." When you stand praying, if you stand praying, forgive. Forgive. So, there is a demand of forgiveness if the exercise of prayer is not to be a waste. Did you hear what I just said? There is a demand for forgiveness. If the prayer exercise is not to be a wasted exercise. When you stand praying, let's note two things. One, praying with love brings us into alignment with God. Because God is love. And two cannot walk together except they be agreed. Praying with love brings us into alignment with God. Because God is love. 1 John chapter 4 verse 8. And two cannot walk together except they be agreed. Amos chapter 3 and in verse 3. Brings us into alignment. It's like moving in the same direction, the same frequency with God. When the heart is full of hatred and full of bitterness, at the place of prayer, it is like plus one minus one. Number two, forgiveness qualifies us for forgiveness with God. Forgiveness qualifies you for forgiveness with God. Mark chapter 11, verse 26, where we read. He said, "If we forgive not, neither will your Father, which is in heaven, forgive your trespasses." Why is this important? It's very important. If you are at the place of prayer and you have locked up the person by your side, you don't talk to her. The other person, you don't greet him. The person in your office, you have quarrel. Somebody else, and you are at the place of prayer. Even if you are not committing current sin, the ones you did before remains with you on your account with God as a sinner. Do you understand? Can you imagine pencil you stole in primary school is still speaking against you today? Lifestyle you lived in the past, abortion you committed, is still speaking against you today because there is somebody you have refused to forgive. Now, if it is speaking against you, how does it affect your prayer? Isaiah 59 verse 1 and 2. How does it affect your prayer? "Behold, the Lord's hand is not shortened that it cannot save, neither is ear heavy that it cannot hear." He said, "But your iniquities have separated you between you and your God, and your sins have hid his face from you so that he will not hear you." So as long as your sins remain, your voice is unheard. He can't hear you. He can't hear you. husband and wife, not in talking terms. That is, you are damaging your destiny. That is why the Bible said, I believe it was in 1 Peter chapter 3 verse 7 or 8, where he said that the men should dwell with their wives according to understanding, that their prayers be not hindered. Likewise, you husband dwell with them, that's your wife, according to knowledge, giving honor unto the wife as unto the weaker vessel, and as being heirs together of the grace of life. That is, live together in peace so that your prayers are not hindered. Is somebody receiving anything here this morning? This is very, very important. Very important. There are people whose lives are tied down and stranded, and they don't know why they are not moving forward. I've done everything. God is not answering me. Why? Too many people held down in their hearts. Held down in their hearts. There are people who have not forgiven people who have already died. It's as bad as that. The man has died, but he has not forgotten. He's not forgiven. Anytime they hear their name, they are angry afresh. I heard a story, a very funny story of a man who was crying bitterly at the funeral of his friend, of somebody. Cried very bitterly. And they asked him, and said, what is it? He said, the man died with my money. His major. They thought that he felt for the departure of the man. They thought that maybe he was touched that the man left his family and children. So then, so the man left with my money. So they told him, go and wake him up and collect your money back. That is how it can be at times. That will never be your portion in Jesus' name. There are two examples I'll give about this forgiveness in scripture. Number one, Job. Job must have literally forgiven his friends, like we saw on Wednesday, to be able to pray for his friends. In Job chapter 42 and in verse 10, the Lord turned the captivity of Job when he prayed for his friends. Also, the Lord gave Job twice as much as he had before. Job must have practically and literally forgiven his friends for God to turn around his captivity. In fact, he must have forgiven his friends before he will be able to pray for them. And then David. David existed in continuous victory because he permanently forgave his worst enemy, Saul. Continuous victory. I think it is in Psalm 54, verse 17, where David was telling us how many times a day he prayed. Morning, at noon, and at night, I will cry unto the Lord, and he heard me. Once David had the opportunity of dealing with Saul, in 1 Samuel chapter 26 and in verse 9, one of his servants, Abishai, said, God has delivered your enemy in your hands. Look at Saul, the one looking for you, sleeping here. Let me just kill him. Let me hit him once. I won't hit him twice. And he will be dead. And David said to Abishai, as long as the Lord liveth, you moved. I haven't even read it. Verse 9. And David said to Abishai, destroy him not. For who can stretch forth his hand against the Lord's anointed and be guiltless? Leave him. He may die, but not by my hand. That was what verse 10 said. He may die, but not by my hand. As the Lord liveth, the Lord shall smite him, or his day shall come to die, or he shall descend into battle and perish. But I'm not the one that will occasion, and God forbid that I should stretch forth my hand against the Lord's anointed. You know, there are people today whose agenda is to see who they can destroy. Sit down and pieces somebody's character. David said, not me. No wonder he maintained consistent victory in life. Enemies came, battles came, all manner of things came against David. He never fell. I prophesy upon someone here today, Psalm 55:17. I prophesy upon, said, evening and morning and at noon will I pray and cry aloud, and he shall hear my voice. He was permanently praying, and God was permanently hearing him, because the one who even wanted to kill him, he refused to hold him at heart. Such that when somebody reported that Saul was killed, David killed the person. Somebody reported that he killed Saul and he was lying. David killed him. Who told you you can kill him? The man thought he was doing David a favor. That is how to live. That is how to live. Please, I want us to do your best. Release your brother, release your sister, release your friend. And when we talk about forgiveness, people don't understand. Forgiveness does not mean that the person that wants to kill you, you should surrender your life to them. That's not what it means. I've said that many, many times. Somebody gave you water to drink. Before you drank the water, dog drank the water, and the dog died. Hello? Somebody gave you food to eat. Before you could eat the food, dog ate the food and the dog died. What's the meaning of that? The food had been poisoned, charmed. The question is, as a Christian, are you meant to forgive the person or not? Answer is yes. You should forgive the person. You should. For your own sake, not even just for their sake. The next question is, if the person give you food or water next time, will you eat it? Answer is no. The question is it because you haven't forgiven him? The answer is still no. You are forgiving him. But wisdom demands that even though you have forgiven him, you should not surrender your life to destruction. That you forgave him does not mean he has changed. We don't forgive because they changed. We forgive because we are commanded. So when you say forgive, people begin to struggle. They begin to struggle. Are you pushing me back to the person who wants to kill me? No. Just clean your heart from the hurt and proceed with your life. When you see them, greet them from afar. Far as sea. Greet them from me. Just, oh, how are you? Well done. I haven't been seeing you yet. I have so much to be doing with my life. So that's why you have not seen me. Are you angry with me? Why should I? The Bible says we should forgive everybody. So no challenge at all. Will you visit my house next time? I will tell you if I will. So that, because if you answer roughly, I can't come. Me, I should come to your house. That multiplies the challenge. All right, okay, I will let you know. So should I call to find out? No, you don't need to bother. If I will, I will be the one to let you know. Praise the Lord. In the name that is above every name, Jesus Christ the resurrected Lord, you will never be a victim. You will never be a victim. You will never be a victim. Hallelujah. When people have behaved the way you don't understand, you are not under obligation. Say, take a gift. It is one thing to take it, it's another thing to use it. Is that right? So wisdom demands that as we forgive and walk in love, we do not surrender our lives to destruction. Very important. Now, this is the summary of forgiveness. Forgiveness brings freedom for your life and freedom from enemy resistance and torment. It brings freedom. For as long as you are holding people, you are tied. And once you release them, you are released. Forgiveness brings freedom for life, freedom from enemy torment and resistance. Matthew chapter 18, verse 34 to 35. The Bible said, and his Lord was wroth and delivered him to the tormentors till he should pay all that was due unto him. So likewise shall my heavenly Father do also unto you, if ye from your hearts forgive not everyone his brother their trespasses. If you don't forgive your brother, if you don't forgive your sister their trespasses, tormentors, resistance, that will never be your portion. Can somebody say a loud amen? So that was praying with love and forgiveness this morning. Now, in the second service, we are going to be dealing with praying in the spirit, which will be, I believe, point number 7. Is that right? Number 6. We'll be praying in the spirit. And we'll give the details of what praying in the spirit is all about. But I'm sure that you know that praying in the spirit is praying into the frequency of the will of God. In Romans chapter 8 verse 26, the Bible said, likewise the spirit helpeth our infirmities, for we know not how to pray as we should, but the spirit himself maketh intercession for us. That's praying. And then number 7 that we'll deal with in the next service is praying with sacrifice. Praying with sacrifice. When you made up your mind, Lord, I am trusting you for this. I am laying down this sacrifice. We'll read this scripture in the next service, but let me, for the sake of Psalm 50 verse 14 and 15. Psalm 50 verse 14 and 15. Say, offer unto God thanksgiving and pay your vows unto the Most High. Then call upon me in the day of trouble. I will deliver you and you shall glorify me. So this is very, very critical when prayer effect is to shift to another dimension. It can be backed with sacrifice. That's praying with sacrifice. We have 2 other points that I will just touch very briefly, and that is praying with kingdom service. That will be number 8. That's extra point. Praying with kingdom service. You are not just praying, but you are serving the Lord. Exodus 23:25. You shall serve the Lord your God, and he shall bless your bread and your water. You see, there are things you do for God that provoke results without prayer. He shall bless your bread and your water. Those are the things people are praying about. Give us this day our daily bread. That prayer can be answered with service. He shall take away sickness from the midst of you. Lord, heal me of this or that. And the number of your days I will fulfill. That is, Lord, please let me not die before my time. Answered prayer most time is waiting at the place of kingdom service. Don't forget that. Answered prayer most times is waiting at the place of kingdom service. Answered prayer waits the place of kingdom service. If you are not yet serving God in any capacity, don't do yourself such injustice. There are things you may be limiting yourself from. Somebody say amen. Somebody say a louder amen. Somebody say a louder believers amen. Somebody say amen at the top of your voice. I see God sorting out somebody, and if you are the one, say louder amen. Personally, kingdom service sorted me out maritally. Passion for God. Passion for God. Passion for God. Working for God. Brought me in the vicinity of people who are equally passionate for God. And in that vicinity, I saw the one that should be my partner for life and ministry. And I was preaching to medical students and medical doctors yesterday in their conference. I was once their president in the university and then national president. And I was telling them the impact of that service, what that service did for me. It was my Bible school. It was my practical hands-on training for ministry. It was also my platform. Where God helped me to get married to who I am married to. And I told them yesterday, I said, if you miss it in marriage, maybe you get to know it the day one of marriage. It affects you. So kingdom service will answer prayers you don't pray. You haven't prayed. They are answered. Very, very important. And then of course the final one is prayerfulness with soul winning. Soul winning. That will be number 9. In John chapter 15 verse 16, Jesus said, you have not chosen me, but I have chosen you. And I have ordained you that you should go and bring forth fruit, and that your fruit should remain, so that whatsoever you shall ask of the Father in my name, he may give it to you. Whatsoever you shall ask of the Father in my name, he may give it to you. Talking to souls, sharing your testimony, inviting people to church, expanding the kingdom, enlarging the kingdom, will assist prayers to be answered. He said, if you do these things, you have not chosen me, I have chosen you. I ordained you. So that whatsoever, not some things, whatsoever, you shall ask the Father in my name, he may do it for you. I see answers coming for somebody. Every time you hear of kingdom exercise, operation this or operation that, or we are moving out into this or that, dive into it. Dive into them. Some of us, our prayer request is prayer for other people. Majorly, prayer for other people. Because the things you should be asking God to do is doing them without your asking. Doing them without your asking. And I see a new day for someone here. Who is that person? If you are that person, stand on your feet with a shout of praise. A louder shout of praise. The loudest shout of praise. Lift your two hands everywhere you are and thank the Lord for the message you heard this morning. Thank him for the message you heard this morning. Father, thank you. I give you the praise. I give you the honor. I give you the adoration. I give you the worship, supremacy, dominion, rule, and sovereignty. Thank you because you are God. Thank you because you are God. Thank you because you are God. Thank you, Elion. Thank you, El Shaddai. Thank you, Adonai. We worship you. We honor you. We adore you. We magnify you. Blessed be your name. Honor to your name. Adoration to your name. In Jesus' precious name. Lift your hands and say, Father, I receive the discipline of the fast. The discipline of the fast. I receive the discipline to fast and fast productively. I receive the grace and the discipline to fast and fast productively. I receive that grace and that discipline in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and speak to God. I receive the grace. In the name of Jesus, lift up your hands and say after me, say, Father, I receive the grace to walk in love and in forgiveness. I receive that grace. Oh Lord, in the name of Jesus, open your mouth and speak to God. I receive the grace to walk in love. I receive the grace to walk in forgiveness. I receive the grace. In the name of Jesus, lift your hands and say, Father, I receive the grace to pray abundantly in the Spirit. I receive that grace to pray abundantly in the Spirit. I receive it now in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and speak to God. In the name of Jesus, lift your hands and say, Father, I receive the grace and the wisdom to pray with sacrifice. I receive that grace and that wisdom. I receive it now in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and speak to God. The grace and the wisdom to pray with sacrifice. The grace, the wisdom to pray with sacrifice. The grace, the wisdom to pray with sacrifice. In the name of Jesus, lift your hands and say, Father, I receive fresh grace and commitment to kingdom service. Fresh grace and commitment to kingdom service. I receive it now in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray. Fresh grace. In Jesus' precious name. Finally, Father, I receive fresh grace for soul winning. Fresh grace and passion for soul winning. Will you do that? Lift your voice and say, Father, I ask for the grace and the passion for soul winning. I receive it now. Fresh grace, fresh passion for soul winning. I receive today in the name of Jesus. Lift your voice and speak to God. In Jesus' precious name, wave your hands and give him the praise. Thank you, Master. In Jesus' name. Now, how many of you felt the impact of what happened last Friday night? How many of you can confirm that the kingdom of darkness felt it? How many can confirm that this nation felt it? I'm sure you may have one or two friends who told you about it. How many of you can confirm that it made small news? Very small. How many of you can confirm that the devil has lost Nigeria? Hey! How many can confirm that the hellsmen, the agents of darkness, they have lost forever? The time and in the days to come, you will see events unfold. The tension in this land was palpable. All manner of, was it WhatsApp? All manner, everything was flying. That information from U.S. Embassy said this, information from ECOWAS said this, information from Zanzibar said, don't go to public places, don't go to church places. That devil is a bastard. Don't go to any public place, just move slowly, just be careful. There are places, all the places they mention is, don't go anywhere, remain at home. And the devil knew that a program of such magnitude was going to hold. Some of the music ministers said, they told them, I heard that they said that you are going to Abuja. Are you still going? One said, can you call the pastor and ask him whether you should still come? He said, I don't need to ask him because the pastor will say, be on your way. One of the security personnel said, even from their own office, they advised whether they can ask us to stop the program. He himself didn't hear them because he knew he can't give me such an advice. He can't give me such an advice. He can't give me such an advice. It will not be. He won't have the mouth to say it. The crowds everywhere. And from night till morning. It's not a 1 hour meeting. It is a meeting that lasted for at least 6 plus 3, 9 hours. Are you following what I'm saying now? That means that by the time we started by 9:30, all the demons received notice that this meeting you say you shouldn't hold is holding now. In case you have any plans, try and see whether you can carry it out before daybreak. They have not born the devil that will stop the church in this nation. They have not born that devil. They haven't born the devil. They haven't born the devil. So what I want us to do now is 7 minutes of brutal celebration for victory for our nation, victory for our nation, victory for our individual lives, victory for our families, victory. There is a sign of fresh air in the air. There is the heaving of relief. Oh yes, there is hope. 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 One military officer serving in the Northeast, he sent me a text message after the morning session of the Friday. He said, the statement I just made just stiffened him. He said, I said, we are generation last. We are not designed to be defeated or destroyed. God does not reserve the worst for the last. See, people shouldn't keep on using Turkey and other places. There was Christianity there before. It is not faith, it's not anything. They didn't give any hope in that write-up. Say, if it is spirituality, they were more spiritual than us. If it is this and that, they are this and that and us. They had so and so number of so and so places, and yet they were overrun. So what do you want us to do? To kill ourselves? It left no hope. It's a literally almost a hopeless write-up. Today was not that day. And the end time was not that beginning time. Hallelujah. And I still believe that God will redeem the wells of revival and repossess the places that the enemy possessed, one way or the other. So 7 solid minutes while we are dancing, more liberty will be happening for our nation, happening for your life, happening for your family, happening for our destiny. Testimonies will begin to roll in rapid succession. Give the Lord a shout of praise and help me greet at least 7 people around you. Tell them congratulations. God is on the throne in Nigeria. Congratulations. Congratulations.
Give him a shout of praise. You are worthy. You are worthy. You
testimonies will happen. And if you have testimonies already, someone will wait at the back there to receive your testimonies. It's a testimonies and thanksgiving service. The ones you haven't given yet that you need to give, or the ones that is happening right now, let us know. Hear this. The dance will remain in your feet throughout the rest of the year. And the dance will remain in the feet of Nigeria the rest of our life. Celebrate!
Hey! Waiting on the gift to you.
Everybody,
that something broke for you, broke for this nation. Something changed for our lives and our land. Lift up your hands and worship Him. Worship Him. It's a blessing and a visitation for our nation, and you are here to receive your portion. Lift your hands high, passionately. Your portion. Your portion. Lift your hands high. Father, let every man, every woman receive their portion of your visitation this morning. Let not one person leave you the same. Lift your hands high. When I say in the name of Jesus, you scream, I receive. And place your hand on yourself. There is a visitation. There is a breakthrough. There is a rebirth. A new season, a new day. Receive it now. That's right. When I say in the name of Jesus and scream, I receive what God has brought in here for you. Your healing, your deliverance, your miracle, your freedom, new beginning, restoration, recovery. Recovery even of your years. When I say in the name of Jesus and scream, I receive, and you receive it. In the name of Jesus, I receive right now, what is yours, what has it brought to you, Adonai. Thank you, Elohim. Thank you because it is done. In Jesus' precious name. With your hands and give him the praise. Give him the honor. Give him the adoration. Give him the praise. Take your seat 1 minute. Everyone here who came in and God did something in your life just now, please step forward here. Let's hear from you while we take testimonies already existing.
It is Monday and Friday, Juliana. Rachel Oijagbe, Genesis Monday and Friday, Juliana, please step
up. This is very interesting. We have Genesis, which is the beginning. We have Monday. We also have Friday. Something is happening. Right. Those who, others who, in the course of this ministration, something happened to you, a healing, a deliverance or something, you can come on this side and let's hear from you while we take these general testimonies. Please go ahead.
Richard. Madam Rachel's husband was diagnosed as having sepsis, which affected his brain, became generally weak, and also his kidney. And they were in the hospital for a while. While there, he sent a message to the God's servant, who replied, God's intervention. On the receipt of that reply, the husband jumped back to life. All the signs and symptoms associated with sepsis were healed. And now he has come to say, Father, thank you.
Congratulations. You have set free your family and your loved ones.
Genesis Monday. Sister Genesis Monday with her mother. She has suffered from seizures, epilepsy for well over 18 years.
Genesis. Seizure Monday. For 18 years.
For 18 years. As if that was not enough, it was also accompanied by insanity that had defied all kinds of medications until the judgmental praise night.
Wow.
After the praise night, she went home, and the dream of the night, God's servant appeared to her and injected her, and he gave her injection and said, this is the solution. When she woke up, all the signs and symptoms of insanity, of seizures, disappeared.
Are you just sitting and looking? That is the demon of insanity was judged. Seizure was judged. Insanity was judged. Everything in your life that deserves the judgment of God is receiving that judgment now. I declare the judgment of every affliction in Jesus' precious name. Congratulations, Genesis, and as God has healed you, I believe you shall reach Revelation. Reaching Revelation means fulfilling her days, reaching the end of her journey, and fulfilling her destiny. In Jesus' precious name. God bless you, Genesis. And this is the mother of Genesis. Yes, you gave birth to Genesis. The Genesis we have been reading. God bless you. Praise the Lord.
Friday, Juliana, she's married to a family where there's a very strong woman who had vowed that none of her husband's siblings will amount to anything in life. Many of them are working, nothing to show for it, virtually living below poverty line, and have become a big challenge to the entire family. And at the praise, judgmental praise night.
Wow. So let me make it clear like this. Everyone who has a testimony from the judgmental praise night, whether it was a divine encounter or a healing or a deliverance, please let us know. If you are watching right now, send us your testimonies. And if you are here in person, you can testify in the second service and proceed if you have not shared your testimony. Very important, because we didn't have time to take testimonies after the praise and all of that. Yes.
At the judgmental praise night, her major request was for God to intervene, for the God of Dunamis International Gospel Center to intervene in her family, to turn this around for her family, her husband's family, and her siblings. True to type, after that night, the following day, a call was put across to her, telling her that that strong woman who had boasted had just been laid to rest. And she has come to say, Father, thank you.
After Friday night, by Saturday morning, judgment has happened. How many of you believe that the same is happening for our country? The same is happening for your life and happening for your family. Any devil, any agent of hell that will not allow us to rest as a people, they shall be laid to rest. All the killers who will not allow Nigeria to rest, both them and their sponsors and collaborators and facilitators, Nigeria shall be their burial ground. And we shall be hearing of their destruction as rapidly as we heard of this. Give the Lord a big clap of hand. And as that strong woman has been laid to rest. Your family is released. Go and fulfill your destiny. Give the Lord the praise. Yes.
Sister Margaret said she came into the service with a sharp pain on her abdomen. But at the declaration of I receive, she said that pain took off and she's totally set free. Right.
Congratulations. It is over forever. God bless you.
Sister Ada said she got married in the month of December last year. And since that time, she had had two miscarriages. And God visited her about a month now. And this morning when she woke up, she started seeing some stains. So she told her husband that this has become a concern. So while the instrument was being blown, she said she saw a woman running out of her, telling her, why are you pursuing me? Why are you pursuing me? So she said to give God praise. Because
the woman deserves to be pursued. Every stranger occupying your system, occupying your life, occupying your family, occupying your destiny, agent of hell, an agent of darkness fighting your breakthrough, fighting your testimony, today they are ushered out of your life. Say after me, say, every stranger fighting my life and my destiny, you are released now. In the name of Jesus, on your mask, get set. Shout, get up! In the name of Jesus Christ. Give the Lord the praise. Take your seat.
So our brother came into service with heaviness of heart. And he said, when he shouted to receive, there was a beam of light that beaconed on him and that pain disappeared.
Why will it not disappear? The dawning of a new day is the dawning of a new day. It has done. How many of you see light coming your way, coming your family, coming in our nation? Sing that song now.
Dawning of a new day, the dawning of a new day.
Stand on your feet and let's celebrate.
Hey! It's the dawning of a new day, it's the dawning of a new day. It's the dawning of a new day, it's the dawning of a new day. God has given us the victory.
And a shout of praise. Lift up your hands everywhere you are. You are here this morning. You have not yet given your life to Jesus. You need your sins forgiven. You want Jesus to be Lord over your life. Pray this prayer after me and say, Lord Jesus, louder, Lord Jesus, I am a sinner in need of your help. Come into my life and make me a new person. Today I have decided to follow you, Lord. No turning back. Forward ever and backward never. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name. Amen. Everyone who prayed that prayer, please pick your Bibles and bags and run forward. Give us a song as they come. The rest of us, please take your seat. Quickly pick your Bibles and your bags.
Lord, I give you my heart. Give my soul.
And a count of seven, you rush forward. One.
I live for you, Lord.
Two.
Every breath that I take.
Every moment I'm away.
Every moment I'm away.
Every moment I'm away. I'm away.
Lord, have your
Two.
Way.
Everybody's you. Bondage broken and an addiction broken, a lifestyle you are not happy with, also join us forward, drinking, smoking, lesbian life, homosexual life, masturbation life, stealing, fraud, gambling, drug, something that is tied you. You don't know how to be free. Pick your Bibles and pick your bags and step forward here and let us receive you. I've got my mind made up. I'll give you the count of seven again. One.
I've got my mind made.
Two.
And I won't turn back because I want to see my Jesus someday.
Right under your chest, those of you standing and pray this prayer with me, say, Lord Jesus, I am a sinner in need of your help. Come into my life and make me a new person. Say it. Come into my life. Make me a new person. Today, Lord, I have decided to follow you. No turning back. From today, I go forward ever. Backward never. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' precious name. Amen. I pray for you today. I ask that the hold of sin be broken. The grace to live for God be released upon you. And I call it done. In Jesus' precious name. Somebody say aloud, amen.